All right, let's dive right in today. We're going deep into the world of Welsh housing associations.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
It is, actually. Housing associations play a big role over there, providing affordable homes for people all across Wales. And we're focusing on one in particular today.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
Trefalis. They just finished a self-assessment, kind of like a compliance report card, checking themselves against the standards set by the Welsh government. We're going to see how they stacked up. You with me?
Absolutely. Let's see how they did.
So before we get into the nitty-gritty, maybe you could give us a little background on housing associations in Wales. What's their deal?
Sure thing. So these housing associations are all about providing affordable homes. They're not your typical for-profit landlords, you know. Their main focus is on offering quality housing and supporting their tenants. Think of them as community-focused organizations dedicated to providing a good place to live.
Gotcha. So it's not just about bricks and mortar. It's about building communities, too.
Exactly. And that's where the Welsh government steps in with their standards. These regulations are in place to ensure that housing associations are well-managed, financially stable, and providing excellent service. You know, making sure they're ticking all the boxes for their tenants.
Makes sense. And I heard that Trefalis did something pretty unique during their self-assessment.
Oh, you mean how they involve their tenants directly?
Yeah, that. They actually held workshops to get feedback from the people who matter most. It seems like they really wanted to understand the tenant experience firsthand.
Right. That's not something you see every day. Most housing associations just do these assessments internally. But Trefalis decided to go the extra mile and get that valuable input from the people living in their properties.
It shows they're serious about keeping their tenants happy. Okay, so let's get to the scores. How did they do on this compliance report card?
Well, first, you need to know about the four compliance levels the Welsh government uses.
Okay, lay it on me.
So it goes like this. Compliant. Compliant with potential. Non-compliant, but there's potential for improvement. And lastly, non-compliant, and it requires action. So four levels. Pretty straightforward. Yeah.
Makes sense. So where did Trefalis land?
Drumroll, please. They achieved a full compliant status across all nine regulatory standards.
All nine. Wow, that's impressive. What kind of areas do these standards cover?
Well, everything from the top down, really. Mm-hmm. Leadership, risk management, how they handle finances, you know, the quality of the housing itself. It's comprehensive.
And they nailed it. So let's take one leadership, for example. What does that mean in this context?
Basically, it looks at how effectively the organization is being run. Are they making good decisions? Are they transparent? You know, all the things you'd want to see in a well-run organization. And a compliant rating means they're demonstrating strong governance, ethical practices, the whole nine yards.
So they're in good shape. But I heard they haven't always had such glowing reviews.
Ah, you're probably thinking about their assessment from last year. They received an amber rating back then, meaning non-compliant in a couple of areas.
Oh, right. Which areas were those?
It was leadership, the one we were just talking about, and tenant empowerment.
So they went from non-compliant to compliant in just 1 year. That's a pretty big turnaround. What did they do to make such a drastic improvement?
Well, for starters, they really took those non-compliant ratings to heart. They listened to the feedback and implemented some major changes. One of the big ones was creating a new Equality, Diversity, and Inclusion Action Plan.
So they didn't just pay lip service. They actually took concrete steps to improve.
Exactly. And it wasn't just about big picture stuff either. They also focused on making practical improvements for tenants. For example, they streamlined their complaints process. So if you're a tenant and you have an issue, it's much easier to raise a concern and get it addressed. You see the difference.
Yeah, totally. They focused on both the big picture and the everyday stuff that makes a real difference for tenants. But I'm still curious, what does this green compliant rating actually mean for Trefalis and its tenants moving forward?
Well, for Trefalis, it means they can breathe a sigh of relief. They know they're operating at a high standard and meeting all the requirements. It's a validation of their hard work.
And for tenants, what does it mean for them?
Peace of mind, really. Knowing that their housing association is well-managed, financially stable, and committed to providing quality service, that's got to be a good feeling. Plus, it means Trefalis is in a strong position to keep getting better, you know, to keep developing and improving their services.
Sounds like a win-win all around. But hold on, it seems like they're not content to just rest on their laurels, are they? What's on the horizon for them?
They've got big plans. One of their main focuses is developing a comprehensive corporate strategy, kind of like a roadmap for their future. They're really thinking ahead.
Smart move. And will the strategy cover all aspects of their work?
Absolutely. They're creating individual strategies for different areas. How they manage their properties, their finances, their staff, how they engage with the community. They're even developing specific strategies for their IT and data systems. It's very thorough.
Wow, that's impressive. It sounds like they're leaving no stone unturned.
Yeah.
And I see they're also continuing to prioritize those action plans we talked about earlier.
All right.
Equality, diversity and inclusion, and the Welsh language action plan.
You got it. And those are especially important in the Welsh context. Wales has its own unique culture and language, and it's crucial for housing associations to be sensitive to that. They need to make sure they're catering to the diverse needs of all their tenants.
Absolutely. It's all about understanding and serving the community they're a part of. Well, I'm truly impressed by Triff Alice. They've clearly put in a lot of effort, and it's paying off.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in their green compliant rating, but in the positive impact they're having on their tenants and communities.
I agree. They've really shown what can happen when a housing association prioritizes tenant feedback and actively works to make things better.
It's inspiring, really. And it makes you wonder, what if all housing associations were this dedicated to their tenants? What kind of impact did that have on communities across Wales? Something to think about, isn't it?
Definitely food for thought. We'll leave our listeners with that to ponder.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.
Cheers.